Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf, now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gaslamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by Bob Ike in just a second. This is a dark weekend for live daytime thoroughbred racing in Southern California. It's a scheduled dark weekend between the L.A. County Fair meet at Los Alamitos, which concluded last Sunday. And we start up with Del Mar next week on Friday. It'll be a 2 o'clock first post time, 2 o'clock every Friday at Del Mar. They've changed that from those 4 o'clock Fridays. Entries are being taken today for opening day at Del Mar, so we're looking forward to seeing how the entry box fills up and what kind of field sizes we're going to be dealing with. And obviously we have Saratoga going right now. We'll talk about what happened opening weekend at Saratoga, and let's do that right now with Bob Ike. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John. As you said, no live daytime racing in Southern California. Next Saturday at this time, we'll be live from the press box at Del Mar, so can't wait for that. But there is good racing from around the country today. Saratoga at Horseshoe, Indianapolis, rather. They have the Indiana Derby. Prairie Meadows has the Iowa Derby, Gulfstream Park, Ellis Park. So still plenty to cover today.
Absolutely. A lot going on. Like I say, two derbies today, the Indiana Derby and the Iowa Derby. But let's talk a little bit about Saratoga, which kicked off last weekend. And one of the things that really caught my eye, Bob, was the handle numbers. Total handle for Saratoga was up, and that was despite a drop in the CAW, the computer-assisted wagering groups. Their play was down significantly.
Definitely, John, and we've talked about this, that NYRA is kind of becoming the best friend of the horse player as far as trying to limit what the CAWs can do, how late they can bet, how many bets they can put in the last closing seconds there. So they actually, Saratoga had an uptick in handle, a couple percentage points, despite the CAW handle being down 40%. So it just shows you, John, it can be done. The non-CAW handle was up 14%, and overall that, as I said, made for about a 1.7 increase in overall handle. So the tracks that are, always worried about losing that CAW handle, well, it can be done. And Saratoga also showed this during the Belmont weekend up there last month, where CAW handle was way down and overall handle way up. So I think NYRA is doing a lot right. That's the main thing, the CAWs being limited. Another thing, John, that we saw during the week that I know both of us really like are those stewards review shows done and hosted by Andy Serling, where they get two of the NYRA stewards on and talk about controversial calls that may have happened during the week, but it's transparent. The stewards are professional, they're well-dressed, they're articulate, and Andy does a great job hosting it. So those are two big positives coming out of New York right now.
Absolutely. They're trying at least to be as transparent as they possibly can on that. Let's talk about a couple other things as far as the presentation of the Saratoga races go. Now, I love the racing there. We deal with some long cards with these, 11, 12 race cards. And to me, Bob, there are a lot of stops and starts throughout that kind of kill the momentum of the cards. And let's talk about a couple of things that caught your eye about what was kind of hurting the broadcast.
Yeah, well, first of all, Friday, this is not part of the broadcast, but I just thought it was a terrible disqualification on opening day. And then they did get two of the stewards to come on and talk about it. And the one dissenting steward, I think her name was, I can't remember, Trish Bowman maybe, but she was very good. She held her ground. She said, I did not think that the alleged foul changed the order of finish at all. She was outvoted 2-1. Now on Sunday, there was a very, very long dead heat in the Kelso, between Zulu Kingdom and Mi Bago. I don't know, John. To my eye, I saw the photo and took about 5 seconds, and I thought, yeah, that's an easy dead heat call. But the stewards took about 10 minutes on that. And then when they did put the numbers up, they put the one Zulu Kingdom as the winner. Frank Miramati, track announcer, even announced it that way before putting up Mi Bago's number. And then the DH sign started flashing about 3 seconds later. So to me, it was kind of an embarrassing way to handle it, and it had to be embarrassing to... And we seem to have just incessant public address announcements during the card, and I know they're making Frank Miramati do this, but... You know, for God's sake, let the guy save his voice for calling the races, not making 8 or 10 PA plugs a day, talking about, this sports bar and where you can watch this event. It just kind of drags on. The officials just seem to take forever, John. Once the race is actually gone and the jockeys are weighed out, it takes minutes for the race to become official. So on the Sunday card, if you add all that up, from start time to finish time, and if you just took the standard 30 minutes between races, Saratoga ran 44 minutes long on Sunday and what was already a very long day.
Absolutely. And, one of the things they have to remember, too, when we're listening to the simulcast feeds and watching things, whether it be on our ADWs, they're – the breaks for the show tunes and everything else in between, that's great on track. But, you know, I'd rather have information that I can use to go to the windows if I'm not on track doing that. And it just takes longer and longer and longer. And when you're going to have like a Traverse car, if they're going to have 14 races, if you do all these breaks in between, you know, I don't want to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. I just, I want to enjoy the races. I like the racing part of the racing business. So, you know, I'd like to see more of that geared towards some of us if we're not on the track too. You have to remember who you're talking to and where your customers are when you're broadcasting. And it's pretty simple to me. Well, Bob, this is going to be a little bit of a different show because of no live racing out. We're going to talk about some handicapping later on, as we always do. But, you know, as we get to Del Mar and we go to opening day, you're going to, the 2 o'clock first post time, we're going to have a lot of guys sitting down by the beach reading books and everything else. And we thought we'd give people a couple of different things maybe that they can choose to come down to Del Mar and get, you know, do some reading and enjoy themselves. And the first thing we're going to do, we're going to bring in Lenny Shulman. He was the longtime features editor at the Blood Horse, done a lot of writing on a lot of different subjects, but he is a horse guy first and foremost. So, Lenny Shulman, first of all, welcome to Thoroughbred LA. I don't think I've had a chance to speak to you before, so I'm looking forward to this. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a long time since I've been on the radio in Los Angeles, but it used to be a regular thing, so it's a real thrill for me to be back. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show, and Bob Ike, I know you've been in touch with Lenny, and let's talk a little bit about the book he has just recently published called APND, Champion Racehorse and Breed Shaping Sire, and people out here in Southern California are going to be very familiar with APND.
Hey, Lenny, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Bob, thank you, and thanks for being so nice through the years. You've been one of the really good guys. I appreciate
that. I got a chance to go through the book that you had sent to me. First of all, my first question, Lenny, is what grabbed you about APND, the horse, and then what motivated you to write a book about him all these years later?
Yeah, so I was just getting back into horse racing when he came around in the early 90s. So it kind of rekindled something that I had growing up back in New York, and the light bulb went back on and started going to Hollywood Park every Saturday. And, you know, there was just something about the name that was really catchy. There was that really unusual running style with his head close to the ground, and you know, there are all these expectations because he was such an expensive yearling, and you know, there were such high hopes for him that I really latched onto him, and he kind of became my equine hero, you know. So when he retired back here to Kentucky, where I had moved, I had the opportunity to go see him all the time and spend a lot of time with him. And, you know, he just became a really good friend. So I was approached to write this as the first in a series of, you know, relatively recent great racehorses. They wanted to do a series, and they asked me to do APND. So I was thrilled to be able to do it and honor him because he was really significant in my life.
Lenny, you mentioned the expensive price tag, $2.9 million yearling. That was a lot of money then. It still is. He actually earned back all that and then a little bit more. But you start your book, the first part of the book is the disappointment of not being able to run him in the Kentucky Derby 1992. You open the book kind of talking about, you know, scratching him that day and the disappointment. So that was certainly an interesting way to start, but things got a lot better for APND going forward.
Well, I think one of the heroes in the story is definitely Neil Drysdale. As we've seen in the last few years, there are plenty of trainers who bitch and moan when their horses get scratched by the vets leading up to the Derby. But here was a voluntary scratch by the trainer who, even though his horse may have been 90% or may have been 85%, took it upon himself to scratch the horse because he wasn't 100% and he might do more harm to himself. And so Neil Drysdale is a hero for doing that. And, you know, the decision played out that Drysdale certainly was correct in doing that because the horse went on and did what he did. And who knows if that happens, if they try to push him, you know, to run when he wasn't, you know, completely right.
Lenny, one of my favorite parts of the book is you quoted the regular writer of AP Indy, Eddie Delahousie, extensively throughout the book. Eddie D was always and always will be, I think, my favorite jockey. So I really appreciated that and the insights from Eddie. One thing I had forgotten about Lenny is after this horse won the Belmont, he had two losses between the Belmont and the Breeders' Cup Classic. I didn't remember that. And then, of course, the outstanding performance in the Breeders' Cup Classic of 92, that won him Horse of the Year. And that was a very deep field, Lenny.
That was an incredible field, Bob. I mean, you had two horses in there that basically were running the table that year. Pleasant Tap, who was a champion in multiple divisions, and then Sultry Song, who, as you, I know you remember, came out and won the Hollywood Gold Cup at a time when East Coast horses were just not coming out and winning those kind of races in California. So you had those two and Strike the Gold, and, you know, Bobby Frankel had three Judmon horses in there. So that Breeders' Cup against older horses was when he really cemented his reputation. And I couldn't agree with you more about Eddie D. He's my favorite. Also, such a great guy. And after I sent him a copy of this book and he called me and said how thoroughly he enjoyed it, that to me was the highest praise I could have gotten. So I was just delighted about that.
Definitely. And then AP Indy, of course, became a champion sire at Lane's Inn, the king of Lane's Inn. They built a statue there for him. So, Lenny, just overall, a really good read, an easy read, 128 pages, published by the University Press of Kentucky. So tell our listeners, Lenny, how they can get a hold of this book for a good summer read.
Yeah, so the publisher is University Press of Kentucky, and you can go to their website and get it. Especially if you don't like dealing with the big A, Amazon, but you can certainly get it at Amazon also. So those are the two best places to do it. And, you know, besides a look at what he achieved as a stallion and a racehorse, it's also a personality profile into who he was and, you know, the people who spent all the time with him and my, you know, spending a lot of time with him. So it's kind of a behind-the-scenes look at who this guy was, because he was a unusually smart racehorse and horse, and there was a lot to him. And with the California connection, you know, I hope people will pick it up, because to me he was one of the great ones to ever come out of there.
Really appreciate your time and having you on, Lenny. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks much, guys.
That was Lenny Shulman about his new book, AP Indy. And I'm looking forward to reading about that. I remember that race, Bob, when he won the Breeders' Cup. My brother and our friend, we were all at the Barbary Coast in Las Vegas, and we each picked a horse and made a three-horse win parlay. It was going to AP Indy. We started chanting Eddie down the backstretch, and when he got up, we were pretty happy campers.
Yeah, you know, he had that low running style. He held his head very low. I mean, you just – anytime you see that in a horse now, you think, oh, that runs like AP Indy. So it was an unusual running style, but it's he had a good way of going, and obviously was a top class racehorse.
Absolutely. Well, let's do a little handicapping for our first break. Did you want to make a selection today at Saratoga? Or did you want to go anywhere for a play?
You know what, John? I'm going to pass. I'm going to freshen up this weekend to wait for the draw for Del Mar. Today for Friday, tomorrow for Saturday, and I'm going to really get a good jump on the Del Mar. So no play for me today, but I know your picks are out. The Lindo Report, always available for free at the South Point. So let's get the number out. Let's get your radio play as well.
Number at the South Point is 866-780-7223. Ask Steve Johnson how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players right out there for a radio play. Let's go to Saratoga Race number 8, number 7, Grunge, I thought ran a good race against the anti-speed bias at Presque Isle in the Tapeta last time. Gets back on the turf today, drops in class, and gets Lasix back. He won his only start sprinting on grass, and I think his speed will be a lot more effective on this very firm Saratoga turf. 10-1 on the morning line, number 7, Grunge, race number 8 at Saratoga. And Bob, before we go to break, I want to remember somebody that we lost, a really good person, Mary Rampolini, who was a Midwest correspondent for Daily Racing Form. She covered Texas, Arkansas, the Sunland Park in New Mexico, some tracks in Louisiana, all across the southern Midwest. A terrific writer, a better person. Never met a kinder soul ever, just always had a smile on her face. And I got to tell you, Bob, this one hit me. We're not, you know, the industry and everything else was a better place with Mary with us.
Yeah, I never had a chance to meet her, John, but I was a fan of her work and just reading the kind of tributes and obituaries. Everyone just had nothing but great things to say about her passion for the sport, her kindness. So, unfortunately, I never got to meet Mary, and certainly 53 is just way too early to go, John.
Absolutely. My best to Mary's family and friends, and we are going to miss her in the industry as well. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another book about Cody's Wish here on Thoroughbred LA. We're going to have the author Paul Halloran on. You're listening to John Lindo and Bob Ike on Thoroughbred LA, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game. Nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Love until you're
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, let's talk about a bonus for those involved with the California breeding industry.
Yeah, the CTBAA, along with Fasig Tipton, will offer a $500,000 bonus tied to this year's California Fall Yearling Sale at Fairplex. The bonus will be awarded to the first two-year-old or three-year-old that wins a Grade 1 race in the United States. The bonus also only applies to horses offered at this year's sale, which will be held September 30th at Fairplex Park. And, John, the $500,000 will be split 50% between the current owner of that horse and 50% to the person who sold the horse at sale, which most likely would be the breeder. So that is September 30th at Fairplex Park.
Another bonus based on the cowbreds for you from Fasig Tipton and from the CTBA. Let's bring in our next guest, and that is author Paul Halloran, and he wrote the book Cody's Wish, A Boy, A Racehorse, and A Fight for Life. A really interesting read, and it's an unbelievable story. Paul, good morning, and welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I love the concept of a good old-fashioned radio show.
Well, we've been doing this for a little while. Let's hope we can do it a little while longer, Paul. You were a journalist now, going on over 40 years in the business. And how did you come upon this whole story about Cody Dorman and the horse Cody's Wish? How did you get connected with them?
So I worked for the Saratoga Special during the meet. I go up to Saratoga two or three times. And in 2022, on Travers Day, of course, it's a busy day, as you guys know, especially now with about 8 stakes races. One of the races I drew that day was the Forgo, and thought it was going to be very easy work because you'll recall Jackie's Warrior had won a Grade 1 the two previous years up there and was in that race at 1-9. And I said, well, this will be pretty simple. And then, this horse came flying down the stretch. Cody's Wish had knew nothing about the story, and Sean Clancy, one of the owners of the Special, said to me after the race, he said, hey, there's a story behind the name of that horse. You should look into it. And fortunately, we weren't publishing for a couple of days, so I did have a chance to look into it. And I was, through the Godolphin people, I was connected to Kelly Dorman, Cody's dad, a few days later. And he spent quite a bit of time with me on the phone, giving me the whole backstory. And that was my first exposure to it in August of 22.
Well, it turned out to be one heck of a run because you go through 2023 and the whole pattern of races for Cody's Wish and what he was able to accomplish, finished off wins in the Grade 1 Churchill Downs, the Whitney, and, everything, all the Breeders' Cup, just an unbelievable series of races that you were able to be part of this and with the family. And, it's not often that you set a goal to write a book about a story and it plays out like this.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I think the key part of that whole thing, guys, was, Godolphin, after Cody's Wish won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile in 22, he went right from the Forgo to the Dirt Mile, 70 days off, Bill Mott, no problem. Won that race. And, obviously they have, I think they've won the Eclipse for breeding in the U.S. like 4 or 5 years in a row. They have a prolific breeding operation. And it would have been very easy for them to just retire him after 22. you know, in which case, you know, who knows what direction this project could have gone. But they, Dan Pod from Godolphin called Kelly Dorman the day after that Breeders' Cup and said, we're going to keep the horse in training for one more year. I think they felt there might have been a little unfinished business. You know, he was a late starter. He didn't start till, June of his 3-year-old year, had a lot of minor injuries and, you know, just as a very big horse growing into his body. So, you know, I think they envisioned, I think, the type of campaign you just described. And, you know, Mott had it mapped out backing up from the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita. And, you know, as you say, it was great for me because Churchill Downs on Derby Day, Belmont for the Met Mile on Belmont Stakes Day, Saratoga for the Whitney. And then there was a race in between to give him a race. We ran him in the Vosburg. But then, obviously, culminating that out in your guys' neighborhood with the Breeders' Cup.
And, you know, for the traveling, going around the country with Cody's Wish, and you have to think about what the Dorman family had to go through just to be there to attend all these different events. It's just mind-boggling what had to be done to get everything and to work it out the way it did.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Churchill obviously was easy, you know, there's an hour and a half away. But, yeah, traveling, he had traveled across the country in 22 after the campaign. Cody was awarded the Big Sport of Turfdom Award by the Turf Publicists, and that's given out at the symposium in Arizona. And they actually did take him to that. But, you know, as you very perceptively, you know, pick up on, you know, quite an ordeal to move Cody across the country. But for that last race, he didn't go to the Met Mile. He wasn't really feeling up to it. They did go to Saratoga, but they drove. But for that last race, that was clearly going to be Cody's Wish's last race, and Cody was intent on going. And Amy Zimmerman, Santa Anita, and NBC, I'm sure you guys are familiar with. She was great. She really arranged for them to get a lot of Cody supplies shipped out there ahead of time. And, they made the trip, Lexington to Atlanta to LAX.
Paul, it's a terrific story. And I know Bob Ike wanted some information on how we get the book.
Yeah, Paul, good morning, and congrats on a book. It transcends not only horse racing, but I think the general sports fan, mainstream sports fan, would like this book as well. So where can we get it? Is there a website? Give us the details. We want to get a copy.
Yes. I have a book website. It's just simply codyswishbook.com, and that has links to, you know, it's in the logical places, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, bookshop.org, Goodreads, but if you go to codyswishbook.com, it has links to all of the above.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us on the book. It's a great read. It's a perfect thing for the summertime down here at Del Mar. So best wishes to you, and just a terrific story, well written, and we appreciate you coming here with Thoroughbred LA.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, guys.
That was Paul Halloran, author of the book Cody's Wish, a racehorse, you know, and a story that you're never going to see again. It's just unbelievable. Well, Bob, let's go ahead and start getting back to our handicapping, and let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, guys?
Good. This is a Del Mar preview show, so the first question I have for you, Bruce, is, you know, give me a handicapping angle as we come off of Santa Anita and we come off of Los Alamitos. What is the angle that you use, especially that first weekend at Del Mar?
So I've got two possible angles here. Number one, the 5/8 grass race is entirely different at Del Mar than the sprints at Santa Anita. First of all, it's shorter. It's more speed favoring. And I think that you want maybe prior success in that type of race, and you want a fast horse. If you, I don't care how good you are, if you don't get out of the gate well in that 5/8 race, it's over for you. So look for some form reversal from the turf sprinters from Santa Anita to Del Mar. And also, early on in the meeting, don't necessarily rely on pace plays, because there's been some time off. You're going to get form reversal. Also, take a look at the bias. We've seen on more than a few opening days at Del Mar that the outside closers do really well for at least the first day or two. I don't know if the banking's a little better when they open, but look for that also. So those would be my tips for opening day at Del Mar.
Well, Bob Ike, only one track. We're going to get one play today from Bruce because there's no SoCal racing. So let's get a pick from Bruce Finkelstein.
And I just want to add one thing to what Bruce was saying. I agree with your Del Mar angles, Bruce. And what I would say is try to catch an angle early before everybody else does. So a lot of people want to sit and wait and say, well, I'm going to see how the track's playing. I'm going to watch the first week and see how it shakes out. I'm just the opposite. I try to catch something early and be aggressive early. So that's just me, and that's my angle when we go from track to track is try to be first in line because there's so many sharp people out there. If you wait, you're going to lose value. Anyway, Bruce, that's just my two cents. Let's go to Saratoga. How about a radio play?
Let's go to the seventh race. This is an allowance race. The big favorite's coming off a long layup. Unit Economics for Chad Brown, certainly, and Flavian Pratt. You know, considering how long this horse has been away, you're going to take the worst of it price-wise. Certainly a use. I'm going to go for a horse coming off a shorter layoff, and it's the horse right next door, Starship Titan. I really liked when this horse last raced in October at Aqueduct. The horse drew the 11 post in the infield chute start, so there's a quick left turn. He kind of blew the start this day, kind of veered out, and he really had to work from an outside post to get position. He ended up stalking a pretty quick front runner by the name of Quando. And what I love about him is he put that horse away and he held off the closers. I believe there was a Chad Brown horse that ran second called Rick's Tolerance that day. This was a good-looking race on paper, better when you watched it. He draws a favorable post. He's going to be forwardly placed. I hope he stays out of the way of Yinzer, as a horse that likes to kind of zigzag all the way around the track. Hopefully, Relu Gutierrez can sit chilly right behind that horse. But let's go with the other layoff horse, the one Starship Titan listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
That's seventh race at Saratoga today. Number one, Starship Titan, 8-1 on the program for Bruce. You can get all of his selections at betonbruce.com. Bruce, we're late on the break. I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you about Del Mar next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next break. When we come back, we'll talk to John Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets and also talk to Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet here on Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our staple of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And if you're going to Del Mar for the opening Saturday a week from today, you might want to check out their tacos and tequila event. You can go to dmtc.com, sign up. If you purchase your tickets for that before Monday, you get a discounted price. So tacos and tequila at Del Mar. That sounds like opening weekend at Del Mar. Let's get back to some handicapping. We'll talk to John Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. And, John, first question I wanted to ask you, there was an incident in the Wild Applause Stakes opening day at Saratoga, a four-horse spill. They gave jockey Paco Lopez a 30-day suspension for what happened in the incident. It was hard to tell exactly what happened. I'm just wondering if you thought that suspension was justified.
I think the suspension was totally ridiculous, to be honest with you. Paco Gonzalez, everybody knows, has a reputation of riding on the edge, so I think his reputation had more to do with the penalty than the infraction. And what my real question is to everybody, the horse, I Love Giraffes, who Paco Lopez was riding, suffered a fractured hip. I don't know. Here's my question. Did he suffer the fractured hip before the pile up and he went down, or did he suffer the fractured hip by everyone falling on top of him? If he suffered the fractured hip before he went down, well, that certainly gives him a legitimate excuse. There's no way to have the answer to this question. I just think the penalty was ridiculous.
Yeah, I have a feeling that might have been a reputation suspension as well. Well, Bob Ike, let's do a little handicapping with John Hardoon.
Hey, John, good morning. I always get two radio picks from you through the Ragazin Sheets. Where do you want to go for your first play?
So let's go to Saratoga, look at race number 5. This is the Caress Stakes. And by the way, the stewards just keep continuously drop flags every single day. There's two or three fouls, especially on the turf. They're out of control. Let them play. They're ruining the game. Anyway, fifth race today, number 1, Zaltos. This is a 6-year-old mare from the Steve Asmussen barn. I like to ride a switch today to Jose Ortiz. I think this horse is going to get a great trip in here. 4-1 on the morning line. Number 1, Zaltos, wins today's fifth race out at Saratoga.
So that's the fifth race at Saratoga, number 1, Zaltos. He is 4-1 on the program with the scratch of the number 3, Italian Soiree. That will probably hurt the price a little bit, but let's go with Zaltos, race 5 at Saratoga. And, John, did you? I know you looked at Ellis Park and Monmouth. Did you want to go to one of those tracks for your other play?
Actually, we're going to go to Horseshoe, Indianapolis. In my 40 years of being on the radio, I don't think I ever gave a horse out from Horseshoe. But the 12th race today is the Indiana Derby, and this is a terrific race. Unfortunately, the 9-horse Desert Gate, the Bob Baffert horse, is scratching, and he was the 5-2 morning line favorite. But I love the number 8 horse in here, Leading Change. This is a 3-year-old from the Brad Cox barn. This horse won first time out, going 7 furlongs at Churchill. He's at a gun runner. He's throwing him in a stake in career start number 2. You know he's going to get better with distance. He was 5-1 on the morning line. I'm expecting more like 3 now with the late scratch of the 9. But I love number 8, Leading Change, in today's 12th and co-featured out at Indiana Downs.
So that's the 12th at Hoosier Indianapolis, number 8, Leading Change, 5-1 on the program, but with a scratch of number 9, Desert Gate, who's supposed to go in the Iowa Derby. It looks like we'll get a little bit lower price, but Leading Change, the horse at Horseshoe Indy in today's Indiana Derby for John Hardoon. John, give us the website and what you got.
JONHARDON.com, three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Ellis, we have Monmouth, and we have Saratoga Selections.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll talk Del Mar with you next Saturday.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And now let's go to Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. And Scott used to sit in the press box near me here during the Del Mar meet. And, Scott, I want to ask you, do you have a particular Del Mar handicapping angle you're going to put in play opening day?
Well, it's good to talk to you guys. And it's I think it's always important just to remember the difference in turf courses between Santa Anita and Del Mar. We've got a little bit of time off. It's very easy to get caught up in just looking at the form, looking at the past performances and the numbers. But the 5-furlong sprints play much differently than the races at Santa Anita, particularly the downhill ones. And then you have the rails out factor at Del Mar. I think it's, you know, very much a rider's course. Not that all turf courses are not, but saving ground can be important. Speed is a little bit minimized unless the rails are out. So to me, being mindful of everything with the turf course, both the switch from Santa Anita as well as the differences in distance and the rails being out, how that all comes into play, is something that I like to try to take advantage of right away.
Yeah, we're going to deal with a nice big wide course, and the rails are at zero. You've got a lot of room to maneuver out there on the Del Mar turf. We were going to ask you about the Indiana Derby, which got a play from John Hardoon. I still want you to take a look at that because I don't play Hoosier India that much. Did you have an angle or something you like, or do you agree with John Hardoon?
Well, I mean, I do agree with him almost exclusively in the Indiana Derby, where it does kind of stink that Desert Gate came out. I was going to play against him as well with Leading Change, who I think is going to be much shorter than 3-1, unfortunately. I think the 5-1 morning line price was very wishful thinking. I think it would have been co-favorite type deal if Desert Gate was in there. And I think now he's going to be a prohibitive favorite. Now, he does give up the experience edge, like John mentioned. But the fact that he won as easy as he did, the pedigree, the barn, Irad Ortiz, there's a lot to like about this horse already. So, you know, I did make him my top pick, but the horse Zanal is a little bit interesting. This is a horse debuted out of San Anita, did very little running against a very average field, in my opinion, there in a mile, and then an underwhelming effort in Churchill, but it's been entered in a couple of different stakes races along the way and scratched. I don't know if he stayed in. I guess I didn't really get a chance to look at the late scratches, but if he's in, there's something more to this horse than we're seeing. So he's intriguing. I like an 8-3 exacta at the very least in here, and maybe a few bucks on number 3, Zanal, who actually is going to run. He keeps coming out of races. He's finally going to run.
Well, then we got a handicapper seal of approval on number 8, Leading Change in the Indiana Derby. Bob Ike, you want to try? Let's get a radio play from Scott.
Yeah, Shapper, I know you've looked all over the country, so where do you want to go for your radio pick today?
Yeah, what's up, Riker? I'm going to go to Saratoga. Race 7 kicks off the late pick 5, second level allowance on the inner turf at 1 mile. And while the favorites have shots in here, Unit Economics and Yinzer for big barns and great riders, I'm going to try number 7, Candy Town, for Todd Fletcher and Calumet Farm. Second off the layoff, second start of his 4-year-old campaign. And last time out, he was caught 3 wide throughout in a race with just 6 horses. But off the bench, I don't know if it was on purpose to kind of give him a shot, but he had no shot in that race. Now he comes back in a similar spot. He's going to be a bigger price. So we'll try number 7, Candy Town, second off the bench for Todd Fletcher at 8-1 in race 7 at Saratoga.
So that's Saratoga, race 7, number 7, Candy Town, a nice 8-1 on the program. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, we will talk to you from Del Mar next Saturday. Best of luck today, and look forward to getting your updates when we get to Del Mar.
Sounds good. Jealous, but looking forward to it as well.
You got it, Scott. Have a good day. That was Scott Shapiro. And Bob Ike, before we go to our next break, let's go ahead and update the NTRA tournament. You've got to get a chance to get into the 2027 NHC with $1 million to the winner there. There are 3 ways to qualify for the NHC tournament for next year today.
Yeah, first one is a $155 pick and pray qualifier with two NHC seats guaranteed today at horseplayers.com. Then there's an on-track contest at Horseshoe Indianapolis. That's $500 to buy in. That's an NHC qualifier with four seats. And then that online at twinspires.com, there's the $1,000 Saratoga Kentucky Derby Breeders' Cup NHC qualifier with two NHC seats. Again, that's twinspires.com. So three ways to get in to the 2027 NHC. Qualify today.
One more note before we go to break. Del Mar has added the $3 all-turf pick three that got so popular at Santa Anita. That will now be part of the menu. It'll be the final three turf races every day, and the takeout is a very player-friendly 15%. Good for Del Mar adding on a player-friendly wager. We need all of them that we can get. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll talk to Toby Callett about a change in the schedule at Gulfstream Park and also some action tonight at Los Alamitos, including a pick six carryover. And the Dachshunds are back. The Wiener Nationals are back. We'll talk to Michael Rona about that on Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
It's another huge weekend of live nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos with full action-packed cards on tap. Get ready to play night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. Tonight, we'll feature a huge pick six carryover of over $34,000. With all the new money expected to pour into the pool this evening, the total pool could easily reach around $125,000. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year. California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Duda Cartel chase his third major derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. The absolute best of racing as always at Los Alamitos. Remember, don't miss that $34,000 pick six carryover tonight.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob got a text from the racing office, and it sounds like good news.
Yeah, the races, there's 10 in the book for opening day Friday, and our text said the races are generally filling well. So very good news. Looking forward to that.
Well, the overnight will be out later this afternoon. Let's head out to South Florida to Toby Cowd, who is back from a road trip, I think. And, Toby, you get back, and they've changed the racing schedule at Gulfstream Park.
Well, you were the first, actually, you were the second person to tip me off about it. And you know what, believe it or not, I think it's a good idea. They don't want to go up against Saratoga and then Del Mar. You know, they're racing, in truth, is like a grade C anymore in the summertime. So moving over to Mondays, you know, they'll piggyback off of the Saratoga. But the other competition that's out there on a Monday, they fit right in. They can't do any worse than what the Fridays have been looking like.
Yeah, it makes sense to me as well. Let's get a radio play from you from Gulfstream Park for today.
So they are off the turf. So they've got 8 Tepetas and 3 Dirts. One of the Dirts is race 5. And in race 5, number 1, Valdero, is making a drop in class. And quite frankly, I think it's too fast for these, long gone from the rail. The 8, Adios Mate, the 7, Love Hate, and the 6, Western Shaft, round out the gimmicks. That's 1-8-7-6. To get at least a few sticks from today's fifth at Gulfstream.
Fifth race at Gulfstream, number 1, Valdero, 3-1 on the morning line for Toby Kellett, the 1 over the 876. Toby, we'll let you get going. We'll talk a little Del Mar with you next Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, John.
That was Toby Kellett. Our final guest, as usual, our cleanup hitter, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. And, Michael, you guys are really going to the dogs tonight.
My word, it's the most popular night of the year, the Wiener Nationals, John, and we have a record number of entries, hot off calling 180 horses last Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. I'm going to be squaring up to 128 sausage dogs, dachshunds, doxies, wieners, call them what you will. I'll be calling them everything. They'll be all over the place. It's madcap and unpredictable, a lot of entertainment and fun for what will be another very big crowd at Los Alamitos, a record 15 dog races sandwiched in between the 8 horse races on the program. So they're coming from everywhere, Texas, Idaho, Arizona, Mexico. We have the exact weenies from the final last year, Winnie and Avi, back to do battle. So there'll be all sorts of crazy escapades on the track tonight at Los Al.
Well, you've got a pick six carryover as well of $34,000. And I know Bob Ike wants to know, what time do you kick it off? And, Bob, let's get a play for him. I guess we can't bet the wiener dogs, but they have some other things we can bet on down there tonight.
Yeah, the wiener dogs are kind of like betting the mules. They could go any which direction. But, Michael, how about a post time for tonight and a selection as well?
Well, you can't bet the wiener dogs officially, Bob, but I can neither confirm nor deny that any side bets take place. The first horse race is set for 6 o'clock, the first wiener race at 6:10, and there'll be a big crowd flooding in early for tonight's action. $34,000 pick six carryover, the first leg is race 3. I'm going to go to the fourth race, a 300-yard, 2-year-old maiden, where number 6, Cowboy Down Perry, might have the first real chance to show if he's got anything. I made some notes on his debut back in March, and he's been in a couple of futurity trials since with no luck. Basically, nothing's gone right for this horse, but he's shown me some glimpses, and he gets the outside post here at 5-1, getting back to a straight maiden race. So number 6 for me, Cowboy Down Perry, worth a try in race 4.
So that's number six, Cowboy Down Perry, 5-1 on the program, fourth race today or tonight at Los Alamitos. Save your voice, Michael. You're going to need it. I'm looking forward to watching the havoc that is the Wiener Nationals tonight at Los Alamitos.
And Los Al's signal is streaming for free live at losalamitos.com.
Excellent. Thank you for the heads up on that. And you can still watch it on FanDuel. You won't have the regular coverage from the regular host, but if you want to see it, you can see it there as well. Michael, best of luck tonight. Enjoy the night.
Thanks, gentlemen. Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona. Well, Bob Ike, we will be in the press box at Del Mar next Saturday. Looking forward to that. Angels have an 11 o'clock ball game this morning, so a short show for the SoCal Restaurant Show. Mike Willman will be here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. I want to thank all of our guests, especially Lenny Shulman and Paul Hanneran, authors, for some little bit of light reading when you're down at Del Mar this summer. Looking forward to the races today. Everybody be safe, cash some tickets, and we will talk to you from Del Mar from opening weekend next Saturday. It's John Lindo, Bob Ike, wishing you the best luck today, and we'll talk to you on Thoroughbred LA next Saturday. Good luck.